story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. About 6 o'clock at Dr. Carville's. And Ruth Wayne, big sister, doesn't look nearly as trim as she did when she showed the last patient out about an hour ago. For today, along with her work in the office, she made the move into the old physician's house. She's in one of the upstairs rooms now, the one that's been turned over to Richard. Her hands dusty, her hair disarranged, and she's trying to move a chest of drawers when...
Ruth! Oh, Ruth! Are you upstairs?
Oh, yes, Reed, in here.
Hello. How's it going?
The movie? Oh, pretty well, thanks. Almost finished, I'd say.
I'm sorry I had to be out so much of the time and couldn't help you more.
Oh, nonsense, Reed. There wasn't so much to do. Rearranging furniture and putting clothes away, that's all.
Well, what can I do? There must be something.
No, I don't think so, Reed. Unless, do you think you can move that chest of drawers into the corner?
Hmm? Oh, sure. All right, easy. There we are.
Oh, that's fine. That'll give Richard a lot more room.
How's he taking it? The move over here, I mean.
Pretty well. As well as can be expected, I guess.
You've had quite a day for yourself, haven't you? Trying to get settled without any help from anyone, along with your regular work at the office?
It wasn't too bad, really. Besides, I like doing it myself. Then I know that everything's where I want it.
I see. I didn't have a chance to ask you about the party last night. How did it go? Over at Frank Wayne's.
Oh, that. Well, the less said about that, the better.
Something happened?
A lot happened, all of it bad. I found out something about Hope that I've suspected for a long time but didn't want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nettie found out, too, and blamed Frank for it. And, well, they almost had a fist fight. That really blew things up as far as Nettie and Hope were concerned. And now, well, now I don't know what's going to happen. And I sometimes wonder if I care.
I don't think I've ever seen you quite this way before.
Oh, I'm sorry, Reed. I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ruth. I'm not blaming you for it. I think it's wonderful. After all, you're not a machine. You're a human being. And if you don't let down once in a while, what with the load you've been carrying...
Let down? You mean let go all the frustrations, anxieties, and worries that I've been piling up? Thanks, Reed.
For what?
For reminding me that... That's what I was doing. Just letting it all spill out. Because I can't do that. Not right now, anyway.
Why not?
Because Richard will be coming home soon, and I certainly don't want him to see me this way. This whole period has been hard enough on him. First having John go away, and then this move here. Losing what few roots he had. Now if he senses any change in me, he'll... Who's that at the door?
Oh, some patient that doesn't know office hours are over. Let it ring.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, all right. I'll come down with you.
You don't have to, Reed.
Yes, I do. At least until I make up my mind whether to yell at you or thank you. When in heaven's name are you going to stop thinking about everybody else and start thinking about yourself?
I don't know, Reed. Wait a minute.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Why, Nettie, hello.
Can I come in?
Of course.
How are you, Nettie?
Pretty good, Dr. Bannister. I hoped I'd still find you here, Ruth. I stopped off at the house, and there wasn't anyone there.
Have you forgotten, Nettie?
Forgotten what?
I told you last night, but I guess you weren't listening. Richard and I moved in here today.
Oh, I did forget. Oh, that makes it tough. You see, I wanted to know if I could move in with you. But, of course, if you're over here at Dr. Carville's now...
Well, you could still move in if you'd like to, Nettie. I've taken over Ruth's house, and there's plenty of room.
No, Reed. That wouldn't be right. I'm sure Dr. Carville wouldn't mind if Nettie used Diane's room.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. It won't be for very long because, I've pretty much made up my mind to leave town.
Leave town?
Yes. The way things are, what's there to keep me here?
Plenty. I was under the impression that you were a property owner, Nettie. That you were in business for yourself.
You mean the garage over at Somerville? Didn't you know that's not mine? It's Frank Wayne's.
Frank's?
Didn't you tell him, Ruth?
No, Nettie.
Well, you could have. Everybody will know about it sooner or later. I'm the dope that got taken in by his own wife.
What do you mean?
That money that Hope was supposed to have inherited, that she bought the garage with, it came right from good old Frank. So it's his garage, and maybe you can guess what he can do with it.
It's not that simple, Nettie. After all, Hope borrowed the money for you in your name. And I think you should keep on running the garage until we find some way of straightening the whole thing up.
I wouldn't go near it again if I was starving.
I didn't know anything at all about this, Nettie. But if money's the only problem, paying Frank off for what he put up, I'd be glad to help you out.
Oh, you
no,
mean...
No, absolutely not.
But why, Ruth? I've got the money and I don't need it.
Because the whole situation's complicated enough as it is. And because... Well, I don't want you to.
She's right, Dr. Bannister. But thanks a lot anyway. And you're sure now that I can move in here for a while, Ruth?
Yes, Nettie. I'm certain Dr. Carver won't mind.
Oh, good. Then I'll get my bag. I left it with Joe Williams at the gas station. I'll be seeing you.
Right, Nettie.
So long. So, now that's settled.
What is?
My little problem. What to do about you? Nettie came to you with his troubles the way he usually does. And for once, somebody else could have been of help. Me. But no, you weren't having any. You wouldn't let me lend him any money because for some ridiculous reason, you thought that would put you under obligation to me, too. Is that what you call thinking about yourself first or not?
No, Reed. That's not the reason I didn't want you to lend him the money.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. At least... Perhaps you're right. Perhaps something is happening to me, and I am starting to think about myself.
Oh, if I were sure, I'd go out and celebrate. It would be about time.
Do you think so, Reed? I don't know. These last few days, I just haven't known very much about anything.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. And now let's go to New York, to the one-room apartment on Washington Square where John Wayne has been staying for the past few weeks. The room looks more untidy than usual this afternoon. And Diane, a worried frown on her face, is standing at the desk, going through some papers when...
Come in.
Hello, Diane.
Oh, Fred.
Came down.
Hello.
As I got your message, anything the matter?
I don't know, Fred. Have you seen John during these past few days?
Dr. Wayne? Well, no. Not since I came down. Why? What's wrong?
I told you, I'm not sure. I haven't seen him or spoken to him since last weekend, and when I came down here, there were 2 days' newspapers outside the door and 2 days' mail in the letterbox.
You mean you don't think he's been here since... Well, where did he go?
That's why I asked you here, to see if we could find out. I've been going through his papers, trying to find some kind of clue, and...
Well, any luck?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, look, there's nothing to get worried about, Diane. I mean... Well, if he'd been in an accident, we would have heard about it.
I wasn't thinking about that. He was in a pretty bad mood the last time I saw him, and I was just wondering whether he might have gone off somewhere and...
Where?
How do I know? And if you're going to keep on asking these silly questions...
I'm sorry, Diane. Just that... You really do love him, don't you?
You know I do.
Yes. And I don't blame you. Only don't you ever... Get tired of running after him all the time, having him brush you off?
No. You see, I'm a masochist. I like it.
Oh, you're not being serious, Diane. Nobody could like it. Well, I mean... Well, I never told you in so many words before, and maybe this isn't the right time for it, but... I love you, Diane. I'm crazy.
Oh, it's no good, Fred. I've told you that.
I know, but that doesn't change things. Any more than it changed things between you and John. And... Well, I don't ask for very much, just to be with you, see you. But I love you such a lot, Diane. Every time I do see you, I want to...
Stop it, Fred!
Stop?
Yes! Stop making such a pest of yourself and leave me alone!
His face white, Fred Davis turns away with such a look of deep hurt in his eyes that for a moment it touches even Diane. Then, shrugging, she goes back to the papers on the desk again, knowing that they can't give her any clue as to where John has gone, but trying to find something that will give her hope, salve the anguish she feels. And now a message from our sponsor. Wayne is played by Vivian Smolin, Nettie by Hal Suter. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister, Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.